Today's recording is in Numbers chapter 20, beginning in verse 2. Numbers chapter 20, beginning in verse 2. Now there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Would that we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord! Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, that we should die here, both we and our cattle? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them and give drink to the congregation and their cattle." And Moses took the staff from before the Lord as he commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank and their livestock. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me, to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and through them he showed himself holy." Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. "Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the hardship that we have met, how our fathers went down to Egypt, and we lived in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians dealt harshly with us and our fathers. And when we cried to the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. And here we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your territory. Please let us pass through your land. We will not pass through field or vineyard or drink water from a well. We will go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right hand or to the left until we have passed through your territory." But Edom said to him, "You shall not pass through, lest I come out with the sword against you." And the people of Israel said to him, "We will go up by the highway, and if we drink of your water, I and my livestock, then I will pay for it. Let me only pass through on foot, nothing more." But he said, "You shall not pass through." And Edom came out against them with a large army and with a strong force. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his territory, so Israel turned away from him. Our reading for today was quite short. However, it's very, very important. Moses has lived a life in which he followed everything the Lord had said. He made intercession for the people when the Lord was angry with them. He did everything in a way that is impressive until now. In many occasions, he is patient when we might be angry. In many occasions, he makes intercession for a people that in some cases just didn't deserve it. They did things that were deplorable even though they were told not to. They knew better. But now, I don't know what was going through Moses' mind, but I just wonder if the stress hadn't gotten to him. That over and over and over again, this people does not trust God. He has always provided for them. Now, I don't know how long they were without water. I do know that, you know, out of ways that I might die, I would prefer not to die of dehydration. It would not be a pleasant death in my mind. And that seems to be what's on their mind. You know, we would have rather been swallowed up by the earth. We would have rather died in other circumstances rather than die for lack of water. But that in of itself was a lack of trust in God. He has always provided for them. He has fed them. He has kept their clothes on them. He has kept their shoes on them. He has provided water for them. And now, here again, they are doubting the Lord. And Moses seems to be angry about it. He's tired of all of this questioning. But because he didn't point them to God, because he didn't uphold God as holy, as it states here, he doesn't get to go into the promised land. It's just a tragic, tragic circumstance. Then after that, we have this occasion with Edom. Now, if you remember, The Edomites are the descendants of Esau. So you had Jacob and Esau, and so these are the descendants of Esau. Israel is the descendant of Jacob. And so that's why he addresses him as brother. And they asked to pass through their territory. He said, we don't want to tarry. We don't want to sit down for a while. We don't want to occupy your land. We don't want to go to the right or the left. We don't want any of your water. We don't want any of your food. We just want to go right along this specific route and just pass through and be done. But Edom says, no. And again, Israel says, look, if we drink any water, then we'll pay for it. And he says, no. And they come out with an army. And later on, Edom is judged for this by God. Among other places, you see in Jeremiah chapter 49 some prophecies concerning Edom. That completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.